Steve, tell me what you want to talk about before I get started.
You wrote an email to me which said, where'd Gmail go? Hold on, here we go. Quick overview of the power supernova with your new two teammates. Wilson has seen it. Bree has been with us for formally seven months of bliss, and then in the background for another year, and then Sam, we sort of said, here, it's yours. So he didn't have much of a say in the matter. And then a discussion on how you're going to present changes in primary for Wilson and Sam. It's important for these refinements to be presented as an upgrade to these clients. That part I was a little, we're already doing it, so it's really a question of refining how we're doing it. Because as I'm reading the supernova multiplier, it's funny because the book is written where you did it, it had success, and then you gotten away from it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think business, as I wrote you in an email, has doubled. And so has the size of the team. So it worked.
It has worked. It has worked. Now the goal here is to double it again, right?
Yeah, I got kids. They're expensive.
I've been through that. I got grandkids now.
How many grandkids?
We've got six.
So,
two of them are in California. They're trapped in California. Let me continue to listen here. Is there anything you want to start with?
I think. Do you guys have anything on your agenda that you want to cover today?
No, I kind of wanted to hear it and see.
Great. Sam?
Yeah, it's the first coaching call I've ever been on. So
they're getting indoctrinated. So they've never seen coaching in action. I mean, I think they've seen the low bar that the firm approach presents. And then do you know his background at all?
Yeah. I looked it up before. Very impressive.
Well,
we've gone about and segmented our client base and are now trying to, as you say, push them off the bus. I think two or three items we need to focus on are going to be the actual scheduling and making sure that's getting done. Two would be to define the roles on the team, and three, the game board. And four would be more active networking. As I've gotten busier, I have fallen away from that a little bit, and I know that's your 94226, 3.14, whatever those numbers are. And Sam's got to build out his network because he's relatively new to the FAA role. He started in the CSA program and then became a PM to a team downstairs, and then we've expanded that role into the FAA role. And quantifiably is doing light years ahead of the predecessor on our team.
Okay. Anything else?
That's a good thing. I said that right.
Yeah. What's the quantifiably and then Let's not push it at all. All right.
Get what you get.
I'm not a golfer. That's it. That must be it.
So that's on our list, at least at this point. Would you add anything, guys? Do you have a priority? Do you need coffee?
Are you talking?
No, the three heads in the office. All right, I guess my agenda wins.
All right, so when you say your agenda, you're talking about the four things you said you want to focus on: scheduling, defined roles, game board, and networking. I'm not hearing you really clearly, Steve. I don't know if it's
all right. Let's try this. Is this better?
Say something.
Something.
Much better.
But there you go.
All right. Are those the four things you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me come back to that quickly. I heard what you said. Wilson and Brie seen it. Sam has gotten thrown into it. I'm talking about Supernova. But I'd like to spend just 2 minutes on the core of what we teach and Steve, what you and I have talked about over the last couple of years. We have three goals in Supernova. One is to bring balance balance to your life. My experience in 36 years at Merrill Lynch, I'm sure those of you on the other end of this line know that this job will suck every minute that you give it. You have to have balance in your life in order to come into this profession daily and work with a high degree of energy. So the first thing we want to do is bring balance to your life. The second is improve the overall focus on your practice. A lot of FAs don't run this as a business. It's just a day-to-day reactive a process. You all are running a good-sized business. All owners on a regular basis, all business owners, take a step back and look at what's working, what isn't, and make the changes that are needed. So balance to your life, improve the overall focus to your practice, and finally, significantly grow your practice. Steve has doubled his practice. That doesn't come by accident. Now let me talk just a second about how we what really drives Supernova. The core of Supernova is a focus, laser focus on the client. When you take care of the client, good things happen. The number one driver we have found, and this is really important, folks, the number one driver of client satisfaction is proactive client contact. Clients don't give us high grades for returning calls, nor should they. They give us big grades for being proactive. And we deliver all this by having a service model and delivering it consistently. That service model is regularly scheduled contact. We offer monthly scheduled calls. Of those 12 calls, 4 are quarterly reviews, and 2 of those 4 are in person, if possible. So if number one driver of client satisfaction is proactive FA contact, and you have a scheduled appointment with that person every month, you pretty much take that off the table in a very positive manner. The second part of the service model is rapid response to any client's questions, problems, inquiries with a 24-hour resolution standard. Getting in front of a prospective client and just talking about the service model that includes monthly scheduled contact, and getting back to clients, solving problems within 24 hours, sets you apart from a large majority of the practices out there. And then the third way we deliver this is multi-generational and fully implemented planning. A lot of people do planning. Very few people have it fully implemented. So that's what we do. It's really simple. I think the reason that we have been successful for a long time is it is simple. What we're going to talk about here is, if you're not going to say, I don't understand what you're saying, the hard part of Supernova is getting it in place. It's painfully simple. So that's it. It all gets down to the client, giving the client an experience that they, a prospective client that they've never, that prospective client has never seen, and delivering it on a consistent basis. That's how we do it. We do it with monthly contact, rapid response to any questions, problems, inquiries, and multi-generational and fully implemented planning. That's a lot to do, but again, it's not rocket science. It is just a matter of execution. Would you disagree on any of that, Steve?
I agree immensely. It has a lag time as you're executing of, I'd say, 6 to 12 months of now building the referral engine. And that's, if you build it, they do come.
And that's the key, folks, is building it. Clients are more comfortable starting referral conversations when they know what they can talk to their friends about. They're not just saying, go see Steve, he's a great guy. They know that their friends, if they're referred to your team, are going to get that service model. It works. It works. It gets you into many opportunities to talk about other people you might be able to help. So I took longer than 2 minutes, but it's really important that this is about delivering on a very simple service model. The very worst thing is to promise clients this service model, regular scheduled contact, for example, and then not delivering it. That's worse than never doing it, because you've gotten their hopes up. They like what you're talking about, and then you do a couple of months and then disappear. Clients don't forget. Sometimes they say, well, that client won't ever remember I said I was going to talk to them monthly. Clients don't forget. Consistency. All right. Wilson, Sam, Bree, any questions?
No, makes sense.
Okay.
Everything you've told us, Steve, has drilled into us a million times, and it almost sounds like our pitch to a lot of prospective clients, what you just said. So I think we're truly on board there.
I'm glad you said that. A lot of people get in front of a prospective client and try to be the smartest person in the room. I'm the greatest manager picker. I'm the greatest stock picker, whatever. They've heard that before. When you come in and you lead with what you're going to do for them, this is what my clients get. All of a sudden, it's different, and the FA has confidence because they know that they can deliver something different. It's, again, it's simple and it works. Now, let's get just it's important that you kids have. I'm trying to talk too quickly. Let me take a deep breath. You can't deliver Supernova with too many clients. The way that you grow a Supernova practice is you reduce the number of clients that you have and you raise your minimum. So you've got to get down to your core. And that was one of the things, Steve, that we talked about last month, or last time we talked. Where do you feel you are as far as getting the segmentation where you want it? I know you told me a minute ago you've done it, but are the names there? Have you decided? You know my question.
Yeah, I mean, Steve has segmented the book. We have a very detailed Excel spreadsheet with every client on it. And right now, we are in the process of figuring out what to do with the D and E clients, being the smaller clients of the book, how Wilson and I fit into that, whether it's servicing them, trying to grow them, et cetera. So we're actively in the process of determining how that looks with Wilson and I and how that fits into our roles and responsibilities on the team. And hopefully the goal is to free up Steve to go after some bigger prospects and bring in some bigger clients and raise the minimum.
And the thought is that is step 1A, 1B then, is transition a lot of those completely off the team, or to somebody to service and just feed us with revenue, and they have a nice business they've inherited.
And would you just turn that? Well, let me come back to that. Sam,
those are pieces that we haven't figured out how to do, but we know we need to do them.
Yeah. Sam, one thing I would just I hate the word when FAs use the term book. Doctors have practices, attorneys have practices, we have practices. So I just think referring to your practice as a practice rather than a book, I think it just sounds better.
That was very demeaning.
What, the book?
The book. I feel lessened.
Well, I think you know what I was referring to.
I do.
Yeah, I knew what you were referring to.
All right, the practice. Got it.
All right. So, Sam, what I would just to add to what you said a minute ago, you're trying to figure out what you and Wilson are going to do. The real key is figuring out what Steve is going to do. The fewer clients that Steve has primary responsibility for, the more Steve can do the things that help him double his practice. Nothing happens until that happens. Now, it doesn't have to be down to the last account, but you got to have a sense of whether. I mean, Steve, you told me a couple of weeks ago, a couple of sessions ago, you're touching every client. You can't be doing that.
I am either the primary or touching a majority.
That's what you told me. That's the linchpin of this whole segmentation. Have you decided that, Steve? How many you're gonna have primary responsibility for?
Yeah, first we've got to move out 70, which Wilson and Sam are doing. They gave themselves 6 months. I gave themselves 6 weeks. My schedule is going to win.
Okay, I get that, but it starts with you getting what you want. And, you know, whether you move those 70 clients out, I mean, the quicker you can do it in a professional way, the better. But ultimately, it gets down to what you're going to do, how many you're going to have. And then that was what we talked about at the end of the last meeting. And after you've decided what you want to have primary responsibility for, then we're going to decide how many households that Sam and Wilson can have primary responsibility for, and then you got to make a decision on what's left over. Do you remember that part of the conversation?
Yeah.
So you decide what you want. That leaves X number of relationships. Sam and Wilson decide how many they can handle each. And then you have to make a decision on the rest. It's bedrock of what's going to take you to the next level.
Well, right now it's going to be a drop it to 90, somewhere probably 90.
So you're in the 60 range, Steve.
Yeah, we got to get there. We got to start from 170 to 90 would be a start. I just moved along.
Now, when you say going to 90 relationships, are you talking about in the practice or just for you?
For me.
That's a lot. I mean, that's – when I look at what the information that you gave me back on June the 17th, you have 23 clients that represent 50% of your revenue. So like your top 63 clients.
All right.
So I just.
So you think it's I should be more ambitious out of the gate and go right for the 70.
I think you've got to decide what you want your day to look like. If you have 100 households, that's four scheduled calls a day. That's a lot. If you have 60 households, and I just throw that number out, that's 15 calls a week. And now you've got a tremendous amount of flexibility. And you can play golf or go skiing or all the things that you enjoy doing with clients and, you know, pump up your referrals. So I think 90 doesn't allow
so
you the flexibility.
When you're doing the 100 seats on the bus comment, is it really the first you get there and then the goal is to shrink it further?
You can't. When Rob Knapp speaks,
100, your full capacity in the office 5 days a week, and then if you want to grow, you got to let go of more.
Yes, you're right. As was said before, you raise your minimum and you lower the number of people in your practice. But you know, to have you schedule 20, it's really 25 a week if you've got 100 households. See, you can have more than 100, Steve. You just got to work longer hours. And never do we preach working longer hours. It's just the opposite.
Hey, Rob, let me ask you, because I'm having a difficult time really comprehending the getting rid of client part of it. What do other advisors do? You know, we're trying to work through, okay, segment the smaller clients to Wilson and I, to service, just see if we can grow. If they don't, we'll consider at some point letting them off the team. But that's also at odds with where I am in this business, where I have monthly revenue goals. My salary drops to zero over 3 years. So I'm really, any penny that can be in my name, I'm eager to have. And I'm just curious, do other advisors cut 30 clients out of their book and just give up the revenue? How does that work?
They do it. I don't know. I heard every word you say. I understand being on commission. I understand the draw going away, all of that stuff. But you when you said, you know, every penny counts. Here's what you got to watch out for. If you, let's just say, I'm making it up to make a point, you've got 50 clients, and I'll be ridiculous to make the point, and those 50 clients give you $3,000 a year in commissions. If in that made-up scenario, do you think that's those people are additive to your practice?
No, absolutely not. But that $3,000 is a necessity for me, at least. I mean, for Steve, it's a different scenario. But you know,
well, the purpose the purpose of segmentation is to give each one of you more time to do the things that will help you grow the practice significantly.
Mm-hmm.
If Steve got a call and he had to drive to Hingham to open a $50,000 relationship, first of all, he wouldn't go. But secondly, it just doesn't make any sense. Sure, he could open a $50,000 relationship or $150,000 or $250,000. It's not the best use of his time.
Sure.
So, Sam, it's all about you having the best use of your time.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, advisors do it. They do it. We're seeing more and more people get significantly under, 100, 100 households.
I know of only two FAAs that are large that haven't done it. And my next is, what is the, I understand the process of moving them off. What's the process of moving revenue? Is it instant, 100% to you, goodbye, I'm done? Is it 50 this year, 50 next?
Here's the thought process. Is you give somebody, and this is a suggestion. Every firm is just a little bit different. We'll split it 50-50 the first year. Next year I go to 30. The final year I go to 20, and then it's all yours. All that adds up to over 3 years. You get 100% of the commissions, 50, 30, 20. So that's one way to do it. The other way, do you get paid when you send things to the channel?
It might be a year.
Yeah,
so,
we do.
But what you've also said is Sam tops out at his 100, I top out at my 70, and as we lever up Sam, we push his stuff theoretically to the channel, and Sam and I are building a joint book together, and sooner or later our book's going to pretty much overlap.
Yeah, I guess the issue is I need to get to 100 before I can even consider.
No, but you're working
yeah.
on 100, and
yeah.
I'm going to start feeding you.
Yeah.
So you're in the spot, but I think I see it. I see where we're going.
But here's what I would – in my years at Merrill Lynch managing offices, I put together a lot of teams. When I retired, the offices I was responsible for, we were 90% fee-based. Part of that was forming teams. Unfortunately, sometimes I had to break up teams because they just weren't functioning correctly. So here's the picture I would paint to everybody on the call. If over the next 2 years, the practice doubled in size, do you think that there would be any problem getting everybody paid?
Paid what?
If this practice doubled, would you be able to find a way to get everybody paid well?
Yeah, I think so.
I never had to break up a team that was growing. The only time I had a problem was when people it wasn't growing, and they're always fighting over who got what and so on and who brought this in. Where if they were growing, everybody was good. Everybody got paid. So the focus I would like, this is hard, Sam. I know what the question you're asking me.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask you to take a look at what Steve's practice has done over the last 3 years, and the bet it's as much as you can to look at what's coming, what it's going to look like 3 years from now, than worrying about giving away a $50,000 relationship.
Sure.
That servicing those people will not help you get paid ultimately.
Yeah.
Well, first we get you to 100, and then we get you down to 90.
No, it's certainly a balance between this month and years from now, and I definitely see that.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Rob. You go.
No,
you're going to say something very inspirational right now.
The most inspirational thing I can say is it's worked. You know it, Steve. You know what has to be done.
A team manager probably to keep us on target with this.
Well, it gets back, Steve, to you deciding how many households you want. It's nothing happens until you I mean, you're driving it. You're the senior partner there. You're driving this thing. You know what you're doing. You've got to decide what you need to do in order to give yourself more flexibility and more, you know, time to relax. So I believe with all my heart, the number 100 is just not even in the ballpark. That's 25 scheduled calls a week, 5 a day. You will be worn out at the end of the day, and you will not be having a good time. If you have 60 households, that's 15 a day. Then now you have flexibility in your schedule. You can say to Bree, I don't want to be scheduled on Fridays. I only want to, you know, you just have more flexibility. So I keep using the number 60 just because that takes you down from 25 to 15. You could have 3 days of 5 calls. I mean, you can do the math. So when you do that, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's 58 or 62. You know, it doesn't have to be an exact number. But that's where it starts. And then you decide what you're going to do. You've clearly got some that you're going to get rid of. No, nobody has any qualms about, I think you've mentioned 70. I don't know how, I think I've said it 3 times. I mean, I'm not trying to beat you to death, but
no.
Nothing happens until you get down to the number of people that give you the flexibility that you want to have.
Rob, I have a question. It's Wilson.
Hey.
One of the things we keep talking about is Steve's primary contact having 60 clients. How does Supernova look at it if it's all kind of a team piece? Because I know those 60 people, some of the calls are shared with Sam, if it may be investment management related, or with myself if it's operational. How does that work if it's kind of a shared number too?
I think I understand your question, Wilson. If Steve pulls Sam into a relationship to talk about asset allocation, how do you take care of that?
Well, yeah, like I think we're talking about, you know, Steve having
primary.
A set number, Sam having a set number, whereas what if we're thinking of it more of a whole team relationship?
You still need a chief.
Somebody has to have primary responsibility, Wilson.
Okay.
If everybody is going to cover it, nobody covers it. So let me just paint a picture. I'm just making the numbers up. Steve has 60 relationships. Sam has 30. Maybe because Sam has 30. He's going to also be doing stuff with Steve on an ad hoc basis. He has 25 because the numbers just work out better. Again, what I said earlier was it's better never to embark on Supernova if you're not going to deliver it. So I'd rather have one. If I err, I want to err on the side of the lower side of how many households you all have. I don't know if I'm answering your question. It's just, see, it gets back. I'm back here again, Wilson, and forgive me. Nothing happens until Steve decides what he wants his to do. Then you can sit down and say, okay, I think with what I'm asking Sam to do in other areas, this is Steve talking, that the right number for him to have is 20. That's 5 calls a week. I think in that example, Sam will have lots of time on his hands to do the other things that he needs to do to establish himself. So it all starts with Steve deciding what he wants to do. That's 6 times now. I'm not going to say it again.
So why don't we, because we hit our half-hour time, I think that the move for us is to have, I think I want to get, in terms of a role, start to delegate out a role. Practice manager is one of the 5. I think we need to appoint appoint somebody to keep people on target. I like your 50-30-20. That actually solves something else that I need to solve. And I think that's really good because I'm a big believer in sharing and motivating. Because I also believe in sharing, you know, the upside too. So now we just got to execute. So I think in 2 weeks, is it 2 weeks or 4 weeks we talk, we'll have meaningful progress on this.
August 13th, I think, is our
next. Yeah, I go away for 2 weeks.
I'm out of
the. I don't have that.
I come back like the 16th or 17th.
Yeah, so we got to do stuff.
Oh, I guess it's tough. We'll
be unhired by then. You'll be unhired. 13th it is. We'll keep. Do you want all of us here, or should we push it a week because Wilson will be gone?
That's up. I think it's up to you. We're not on any whatever.
Okay.
It's always good for everybody to hear the story.
Yeah, I'll hear that. We'll loop back with Cindy, and we'll get a time after the 16th to get on the calendar.
Okay. Let me just say one thing about the split I talked to you about, the 50-30-20. When you maintain, at least that's when I retired, if you maintain even a 1% of a relationship, you're on the hook from a compliance point of view if something blows up.
I get it.
Okay. The other thing is, when you give, if you're going to give accounts away in the office, it's the best to give them to one person so you don't have to be running around looking for, you know, who's got this account, whatever. And what can happen is if you're sharing with somebody who really isn't comfortable in the space that you're comfortable in, i.e. larger relationships, you're giving to them, who are they going to go to if they've got something big that they need some help on? They're going to come to you. So there is an advantage to giving them in the office.
Right now we have to build out the junior FA to his 100. So once we get Sam there, then we have a different issue for us. So because the team down the hall, which is one of the largest in the office, it's his team will pick up the phone and say, we need to work on this. They push the senior in the background. The senior reemerges really when the client gets stuck, but really the senior fades away.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Okay.
But we're scheduled. I'm trying to pull it up in front of get it in front of me, but we're scheduled because we added one at the end. Remember that email?
Yeah, so Wilson's going to be, even if he comes back on the 16th, he's going to be in the 19th. He'll be there that 19th. His head will be in La La Land. So,
it looks like our next call, today's the 11th. Bear with me a second. It looks like our next call is, the 13th of August.
Does that make sense?
Pardon?
Is that too far away?
It depends on you use the time to get your segmentation down the way you want it. The issue, Steve, is I am out of pocket for 2 weeks starting Friday.
Yeah, then I'm away. So why don't we push our call then to the 20th? 21st midday.
You're talking about the 21st of August. Midday. Yeah. Let me check. But so the 13th is not good.
No, I mean I want Wilson here.
All right. So if I move the 13th to the 21st, that means we have another call on the 27th.
Why don't we just push everything out by a week?
Okay. All right. So we'll move the 13th to the 21st, and then
we'll cancel the 27th,
and add that to the Okay.
Pick a time in the middle of the day on the 21st.
Okay. What do you say? What's the middle of the day for you? 10?
10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. What do you want?
I always like it earlier. So let's shoot for 10, but I'll get back to you on it.
Okay. And then I'm going to delete the 27th.
But again, we'll move the 13th to the 27th and then eliminate the next one and move it to the end.
Okay.
That's the simplest for me if it works for you.
Fine by me.
All right. Hey, Steve, the number one thing here between now and the next time we meet is getting very comfortable with how many households you want to have primary responsibility for. And again, we'll discuss this. It's not like you pick and you can't do some adjustments a week later, but you got to have pretty much done by the time we meet next time.
It'll be done, and we'll actually be down the pathway.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk again. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.